And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Former Governor Pat McCrory is apparently still struggling to accept his defeat last fall to Roy Cooper, and he's still struggling with the facts, especially when it comes to what requiring a photo ID to vote would mean. McCrory addressed the North Carolina Republican Party convention Saturday, and his remarks calling for a new photo ID voter law to replace the one struck down by federal courts prompted national coverage as the battle in the courts over voter suppression continues. The News and Observer reported, McCrory said he knew for a fact that a lot of non-citizens were voting and told the convention, quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, voter ID would have stopped it." But as the News and Observer pointed out, the State Board of Elections found in a recent audit that 41 non-citizens cast ballots. They were legal residents, though, who had successfully registered, and a photo ID voter law would not have stopped them from voting. But McCrory can't let the facts get in the way, and in case you forgot, he lost the election by more than 10,000 votes, not 41. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.